The genotype leads to the phenotype, okay, through an interaction with the environment. Now you need at this point, I think, just to step back and ask yourself, what do I mean by the word environment? Okay? Now, in normal public language, environment these days denotes usually our global surroundings. Yes? Okay? Flowers, trees, plants, rocks, all that kind of thing. Well, this term environment includes all those, yes, but it also, more importantly, includes the environment within a cell. Okay, so these genes exist in cells. Those cells contain many proteins, many other molecules, and so that environment contains all the molecules in the cell. Okay, and it also, of course, actually, for any one gene, includes all the other genes. So this is a rather bigger concept of environment than just whether it's nice and green outside. Okay? So we're saying that the genes do not map onto the characteristics exactly, but they do so through a complex interaction with many other things. Okay? And that means that you cannot, by knowing exactly what genes a person has, say what characteristics they will have. You could only say what characteristics they might have. Okay? Genes are talking about potential. Okay? Now, that's the overall picture. Now, how does that picture reflect in terms of molecules, of chemicals? And we have a parallel diagram. Okay, this diagram is often called the central dogma of molecular biology, right? And that merely means that we believe it to be one of the most important principles in molecular biology. Okay, if you just look back at the other one, right, you'll see, I suppose I could animate this. You'll see that where genotype was stands the DNA, right? The genes. Okay, we've already said those two things are identical, right? And where the phenotype was, we've got proteins. Okay? Now, in between those, there's another molecule called RNA. Okay? This is a molecule which is related to DNA, but is only temporarily made by the cell in order to interpret the DNA as proteins. Okay? So the DNA codes in some way for the proteins in the cell, and this is an account of the mechanism by which that coding is brought to bear. So if we go back to this slide, okay, we've now looked at genes and the environment and how those two interact, and we've shown that that's reflected in some chemicals, and what we would say was that DNA codes for and directs the synthesis of proteins. Okay, so most of our characteristics, those things we think of as belonging to ourselves, are made up of proteins and their effects. Okay, so the fact that I have I have sort of browny, greenish eyes, okay? That's caused by some proteins creating pigments, colours, which make my eyes look like that, okay? And the fact that I have this sort of nondescript, mousy hair, right, is also because there are proteins in my hair follicles, okay, which secrete pigments into my hair, which make it look like this, so, okay? So the proteins control everything else that goes on, although the visible signs can often be other molecules. Right, now, having talked about then genes and DNA, the next thing we're going to talk about is genetic modification technology. And genetic modification is essentially a technology, right? A set of processes which allow us to do certain things.